the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. And we are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. I also want to remind you that this show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. I also have to announce that the show is going on, but we will be moving to a new station starting next week. And you can check with Village Green for the details, again, on myvillagegreen.com. Also, while you're on the site checking out previous radio shows and checking out where the future ones will be, you can look for expert advice. You can get it on the site. You can go to Cedar Lane. You can get it in the store. They have experts both online and in the store. And so the store and the website can really be your resource for a whole wide variety of superior supplements from many good manufacturers. And please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. They're very nice. Now, today we're going to talk about hair, skin, nails, the importance of multiples in good health in general. So we'll give you some general information and specific information. And we have a repeat guest. We're always happy to have Ann Allworth on with us. And Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start out. I'd like you to introduce yourself to listeners who may not have had the pleasure of listening to you and learning from you before. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get rolling on health, skin, hair, nails, etc.
All right, Dana. Thank you so much. Well, I'm the national educator for a company called Megafood, and prior to that, my background is that I'm a cell biologist and a former medical school professor, and I used to teach anatomy and physiology, so I know quite a lot about the body, and but I also now know how important it is for the body to get the right nutrients, and how important our diet is, and how important it is for us to be aware of what we're putting in our body or exposing our bodies to. So I've gotten I've kind of done a flip-flop from being in the medical establishment to being now in the nutritional field, more in the nutritional supplement area. But what I think is really kind of ironic about all this is that the father of medicine, Hippocrates, and I know you know this, but there's this famous quote that he has that has been translated in several different iterations. But basically, the quote goes, Let food be our medicine, and medicine be our food. And that is so true. That is so true for a good health. That you need to be very aware of what you're putting in your body and having an excellent diet.
Well, we're finally trying to get back to that. It seems to be almost 100 years, 50 years at least, late that we're focusing. I just saw in the paper that there's going to be a big effort toward making school lunches healthy and changing ads for children. So that's where it begins, doesn't it, Anne?
Yes, it certainly does, Dana. And there are some people who talk about that the leading cause of death in our country isn't, heart disease or cancer or any of the things that you might see on a list from the CDC or the AMA or any of these organizations, but that, in fact, the leading cause of death is shelf life, and how establishing food shelf life has now created a huge nutrition and health problem in our country, and that there's this correlation between the increase in many degenerative diseases with that when we started preserving food so that it had a great shelf life.
Right. Good shelf life for the food, not so good for us.
That's right. It's unbelievable. But I think you may have mentioned this to your listeners before, but there's an awesome book that's called Twinkie Deconstructed by Steve Ettinger, which, is an extraordinary book that really epitomizes this whole notion of shelf life and how, how it has impacted our health.
That's an excellent book, and it's well worth reading. Let's go on and give the listeners a little bit more information about health in general, a little bit about nutritional supplements. Where do you want to start, Anne?
Well, you know, I think that one of the things I would like to talk about is why the shelf life, you know, why shelf life has created this problem, because I think a lot of people have heard about it, but they may not understand it completely. So, you know, what happens when you do this processing of food and, you know, creating the food that will stay on the shelf for a very long time is that you're taking away nutrients and then you add back synthetic ones. So, you know, you're taking away things that are normally there in the food that, you know, nature has provided, and then you create, try to fix it by adding back synthetic chemicals. And, you know, that isn't really going to work because they aren't going to fit in the matrix, and the matrix has been destroyed. The food matrix has been destroyed. So if you look at processing wheat, for example, when you do that, you lose 19% of the protein that's in there, approximately 65% of the B vitamins, 79% of the fiber. And what happens is that you get a dramatic increase in the total caloric content of the wheat, but, you know, you've lost the mineral, you know, all of the nutrients that are there. So, you know, it's not a big surprise that our bodies are going to react poorly to this over time. And it's because we're missing critical components of the food. The other thing that happens is the things get added in, the chemicals, the dyes, the artificial flavors, the preservatives, they actually are stressors in our body that create damage. And so there's damage being created by the very food that we're eating. It doesn't have the nutrition it's supposed to have, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it really gets you depressed when you start to look at the details. And not only do we have the artificial additives, we've got so many man-made chemicals that are in our food. They're in newborn babies. There's a term saying that babies are now born pre-polluted.
Uh-huh.
And the EPA is paying more attention to this, not just the chemicals we knowingly put in, but all the man-made chemicals that get in the food, are in the water, in the air. We're inundated with it, and it is a sad fact. How does this information on trying to preserve the nutrients in food, what we call, as you know, nutrient density, how does that translate to supplements and how one gets supplements and how one gets the best supplements?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I think how it translates is that, you know, particularly when you think about the effects of the stressors that are in the food that we're eating and in the standard American diet, because the standard American diet is so rich in processed foods and chemicals, and, you know, we didn't even mention cloning and GMOs and trans fats and all those things, this is going to create a lot of oxidative stress in our bodies. And as you know, oxidative stress damages all kinds of molecules at the cellular level, the DNA, the RNA, the cell membranes, all of that. So what you need to do is to either have a diet that isn't the standard American diet, but rather a diet that's rich in fresh whole foods with a wide variety of colorful fruits and vegetables, whole grains, good fats, clean meat, and all those kinds of things. People are moving toward this, but, you know, one thing that's very important to do, even if you do that, because even the organic foods that you buy do not have the nutrients that they formerly did, and there's studies that have shown that, you know, there's a huge decrease in the amount of minerals and vitamins that are in the food supply because of the way the farming has been done in agribusiness and so on. So what really is useful is to take, you know, an excellent multivitamin formula that is in a whole food form. And Megafood has fantastic formulas, and it's a pretty unique company, and it's unique in many, many different ways. We're the only supplement that you will see that has 100% whole food on the label, and our products are made locally from scratch with fresh, raw, whole food. We do artisan batch blending by hand, and the tablets are made without using high pressure or high heat. We have an incredible method for drying the food, which is called the refractance window dryer. But the important thing is that this piece of equipment is allows us to dry the food and preserve nutrients better even than a food dehydrator. Can you imagine that?
That's impressive. What I want to do is focus on this a little bit more in the next segment because I think it's really important for people to understand. And I'm reminding you, listeners, that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living and that our show will be moving to a new station starting next week. Check it out with Village Green on myvillagegreen.com. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after the break and talk more with Ann Allworth.
And now an important announcement from Village Green Apothecary. The Essentials of Healthy Living program will be moving to a new time slot and location. Starting Sunday, May 23rd, you can join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for news and advice about creating a healthy lifestyle for yourself and your family. Be sure to check MyVillageGreen.com for more details. That's MyVillageGreen.com for our upcoming show schedule and to listen to past shows. Village Green Apothecary, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call us at 301-530-0800.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, you need all the natural support of Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as LIV52, has been proven in 182 published clinical trials. It supports the liver's function when it's challenged by our toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. Clean your filter. Look for Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
Every day, aches and pains can get in the way of living life to the fullest, from living life on your terms. Wobenzym N from Garden of Life is the natural choice for joint and tendon health, increased flexibility and mobility, as well as temporary relief from the aches, pains, and muscle soreness due to everyday activities. Trusted by millions worldwide and backed by decades of human clinical research, Wobenzym N can help you escape the everyday, leaving you free to experience the extraordinary health and life you deserve. Wobenzym N, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants. The natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBulardi from Metagenetics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for a healthy intestinal function. ProBulardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBulardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And I want you to tune in next week to listen to Kevin. He's going to be talking to an integrative psychiatrist, and they will be talking about integrative psychiatry. I think you'll find that very interesting. Now, Ann Allworth has been talking with us, and this is many repeats for Ann. We love having her on as a guest. She's with Megafood. She has a very, very in-depth medical background, and here she is in the alternative holistic field. And the blending has been good for you, hasn't it, Ann?
Yes, it has, Dana. I absolutely love what I do, and I personally am healthier for it.
Yeah, it's clear that you love what you do, but what I appreciate is that your knowledge in cell biology, which is your specialty, and biochemistry, make it available to you to understand how nutrients work and also to explain it to some of our listeners. It's not always easy to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, before we ended the first segment, we were talking about the importance of nutrients that come from whole foods. Do you have some more to add on that and why it's so important?
Yes, I think that, you know, the nutrients from whole food are, you know, when vitamins were discovered and they figured out how to make them, they started making them in, you know, factories, and they were synthetic. I mean, they're synthetic. They're not the same as they are. First of all, with the exception of vitamin C and vitamin D3, they're actually chemically different than vitamins in food. But and actually, the minerals are also chemically different. And so our bodies are not going to be able to recognize them in the same way. You know, I'm not saying they're useless, but they're not going to be able to be recognized and utilized in the same way. The other thing that's really very critical is that the nutrient needs to be in its whole food matrix. And, you know, Michael Pollan has written a great book, which is called In Defense of Food. He's actually written a bunch of them, but he talks about nutritionism and how, you know, not just about isolating nutrients, but just concentrating on any different or set of nutrients is not the real answer. The real answer is, you know, the whole food matrix, and that our, you know, we've evolved on this planet to get our nutrition from food. So it makes sense that, you know, you have the whole food matrix intact. That's going to be the optimal way of getting the nutrients into your body. So in order to do that, you know, the best way of taking a supplement is to take a supplement that's in a whole food form, and that supplement has been created in a way that it hasn't been exposed to high pressure or extremes of temperature, because, of course, each of those things are going to damage the nutrients. And the wonderful thing about megafood is that it is, you know, everything that we've done. We've built a brand new facility back in 2004, and that happened because the owner of the company wanted to create the best supplement that he could. And so he sent our scientists to work with scientists at the University of New Hampshire, and we did research for over 4 years and then built the facility, which is something that's also unique about megafood. We actually do everything ourselves. So the entire time, from the time the food comes from the farms to the time that product is in a bottle, we have complete control of it, and we're the only whole food supplement company can make that claim. So
well, and you deserve to make that claim. If the listeners are paying attention, they know how complex it is. It is very complex to keep that whole food matrix, and you've done a really good job of explaining it. When we talk about supplements, sort of the basics that I like to impart to patients and our listeners are that everybody needs a multiple for age, stage, and gender, and they also need a good probiotic, and they need omega-3s in general. Now, beyond that, we taper it to the specific needs of the individual, which we can determine by good clinical examination and tests. So what kind of multiples, what should people look for in a multiple?
Well, I think, you know, I think very importantly that, you know, you want to have a good pure product. You don't want it to have any preservatives or anything artificial in it. Ideally, you know, it's going to have, you know, the nutrients are going to be in the whole food matrix intact.
So if you can't pronounce the word on the label, don't eat it. Don't buy it.
right. That's very true. That's very, very true. But, you know, as far as, you know, when you mention aging and gender-specific nutrients, you know, it is important to get a multiple that is supplying all the nutrients that, you know, they're the essential nutrients, so all the vitamins and minerals that, you know, we require, you know, as a kind of a very important safety or an insurance policy, because even if, as I said before, if you're having a good diet, you still want to make sure that you're getting all of those kinds of things. And, you know, the other products that you mentioned as well, I mean, not just a multivitamin, but they're also very critically important, particularly the essential fatty acids. So those are good. And the the nice thing about a good multivitamin formula that also would be excellent in addition to the vitamins and minerals is to, you know, have some herbs that are supportive of, you know, different body systems. So certainly cardiovascular health, brain health, bone health, and those kinds of things.
A lot of people ask the question, you know, why do we even need supplements? And I always go into the fact that we don't live on this planet as we were destined to live on it. For over 2 million years of total human history, it's really been about the last 100 that we have this influx of man-made chemicals, and really none prior to that.
Right.
And we've got 85,000. Anne, did you know that's the count?
No, I did not. That's incredible.
And what most people don't know, Washington Post had an article on it in January, is that they've only evaluated 200.
Oh, no.
And only four to five have been tightly regulated. None have been banned.
Mm. Of 85,000 chemicals that
it, are... They can recommend that it not be used. It has to do with the original Toxic Substances Control Act. So when parents say to me, why does my child have a high mercury or a high cadmium or a high lead? We really do everything really cleanly in this house. Well, what they're not taking into an account is that it's in our bodies from birth, and it's everywhere. It's in the air. So that certainly, you know, bodes well for organic, both organic foods and what you've described very well as organic whole food supplements. Let's talk a little bit about skin and hair and nails and what's important to those tissues. They seem to matter an awful lot to people.
It's very true. And, you know, there are certain kinds of vitamins and minerals that are very important to those tissues. And these include vitamin C and vitamin E, because they're going to help protect against UV damage. Vitamin C is also going to be very important because, you know, vitamin C is very important in many, many biochemical reactions. But relative to the skin, it's critical for collagen synthesis, which, you know, I know you know that, but the listeners may not know what collagen does. And collagen is very important in our bodies because it is a major component of what's called the extracellular matrix, which is, you know, kind of the stuff that exists between our cells. And it literally is a kind of a foundation that cells, you know, sit on or connect to, and really the extracellular matrix is very important in what we call the connective tissue. But the skin, you know, is going to be well toned if you have good collagen content in your body, and if you don't have vitamin C, you know, you're not going to have good collagen content. So, and actually that's the real, you know, when scurvy was discovered, or when vitamin C was, you know, it was learned that that citrus fruits prevented scurvy, that was the reason why the people who had scurvy died, was because their connective tissue around their vessels wasn't strong enough, and then they would have, you know, burst arteries. They would die because their arteries would burst around their, you know, the major arteries coming out of their heart, and they would just, you know, hemorrhage.
That's interesting, Anne. I actually never knew why they died from it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, because, you know, that's how important collagen is. And if you didn't have enough vitamin C, that's, you know, that was what would happen. The connective tissue wasn't strong enough. And, of course, around your heart, there's so much pressure when your heart beats, you know, into that aorta. Then, you know, if it's not strong enough, it just kind of blows out.
Well, what we'd like to do is talk more on the next segment about hair, skin, and nails and being healthy and supplementing in a healthy, sensible way. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you that the show is moving to a new station starting next week, and you can check it out by going on myvillagegreen.com. So stay with us, listeners. We will be back talking a little bit more with Ann Allworth. Thank you for staying with us. We'll be right back.
And now an important announcement from Village Green Apothecary. The Essentials of Healthy Living program will be moving to a new time slot and location. Starting Sunday, May 23rd, you can join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for news and advice about creating a healthy lifestyle for yourself and your family. Be sure to check MyVillageGreen.com for more details. That's MyVillageGreen.com for our upcoming show schedule and to listen to past shows. Village Green Apothecary, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call us at 301-530-0800.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a megafood cold fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Now, the show is moving. I've mentioned this, and I will keep mentioning it so you'll know. It's moving to a new station, same show, new station, starting next week. Please check with MyVillageGreen.com for all the details. You can also go on MyVillageGreen.com, and you can download or stream the shows. Now, welcome back, Ann. So glad to have you. Listeners, we're listening to Ann Allworth, and she's a scientist. She's an expert in nutrition and whole food supplements. So let's talk a little bit more about the hair, the skin, and the nails and nutrition.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dana. And, you know, I mentioned we were talking about vitamin C before the break and vitamin E as well. I talked about both of those help protect against UV damage. Vitamin E also is very useful because it restores moisture to the skin and hair. Folate and B5 help to promote exfoliation, which, you know, gets rid of old cells in the skin and also in the hair. And they promote hair growth and help with moisture retention. Another B vitamin, biotin, is also very important because it helps to prevent hair loss and promotes healthy skin as well as strong nails. There are several minerals that are important to these tissues, and these include zinc, which, because it helps to deactivate a hormone called dihydrotestosterone in the hair shaft, actually helps to prevent the hair follicles from being damaged.
That's good to know.
Yes.
So that's one of zinc's many good functions, including stimulating growth, optimum growth,
yep,
not overstimulating, and that includes the hair.
Yes, that's true. And zinc also helps prevent aging of the skin.
Good to know.
Yes. And copper is another important mineral because it helps with circulation to the scalp. And that, of course, you know, you got to get the blood supply there into the scalp in order for the hair to be getting those nutrients that are in the bloodstream. Another mineral which is very critical is sulfur, and that's because skin, nails, and hair have a very high content of two proteins that are called collagen and keratin. And because, you know, you need to have sulfur in order to make those proteins, it's important to be sure that you're supplementing with it. And so sulfur is, because sulfur is a very important component of collagen and keratin, it helps to promote strong nails and you know, luxurious hair and smooth skin.
Where can people get the sulfur? I know that they get it from protein because of the sulfur-bearing amino acids. What other sources?
Eggs have a lot of sulfur in them, actually, and onions, I believe. Onions and eggs are two good sources of sulfur.
Okay, another tip for people to leave this program and go right into their kitchen and make a change.
Yes, that's true. It's easy to do these things, isn't it? So those are the vitamins and minerals that are, you know, real, and they're not by any means all of them, but, you know, those are the ones that I'm talking about, because those are the ones that are in our formula for, you know, skin, nails, and hair. So, which is a formula that's being featured at the Village Green this month.
Is the name of the formula?
The name of the formula is Skin, Nails, Hair Daily Foods by Megafood. And like all of our formulas, the formula is 100% food. And I didn't mention this at the beginning, but all of our formulas are free of common allergens. So there's no soy, dairy, gluten, wheat, corn, peanuts. They're all free of herbicides and pesticides. There's nothing artificial. There's no fillers. It's just pure food.
Excellent. It's so important to emphasize this, and you've done it well. So that's the Skin, Nails, Hair formula, and it's called Skin, Hair, Nails, or Skin, Nails, Hair.
Yeah, Skin, Nails,
Daily
Hair.
Food by Megafood. Now, with the aminos, we were talking about amino acids and talking about sulfur. The essential fatty acids, you brought that up before. Let's go into a little bit more of what's important about the essential fatty acids and all of these epithelial tissues, skin, nails, and hair.
Well, the essential fatty acids, you know, are called essential fatty acids because, you know, they're essential for our health. And, you know, they're essential for lots of things relative to the skin, nails, and hair. You know, they are precursor molecules to critical components of the cell membranes of all of those tissues. And, you know, we think about the nails and the hair, you know, we don't really think of them as cells, but they're made of dead cells. And, you know, those cells have to get what they need before they become dead as they're growing, you know, of the tissues. But in order for the hair and the skin, the hair and the nails particularly, because, you know, people, I think a lot of people don't think of them as being cells, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they are, and they come from cells and also extracellular matrix, but the essential fatty acids are, you know, critical for that and in with respect to those tissues. And I'm sure that there are other reasons why essential fatty acids are important to those tissues, which you may can think of another one or two, and having to do with prostaglandins, I think.
Yes.
Definitely that there are, you know, there are good prostaglandins and bad prostaglandins. I always think of the Wizard of Oz when I say that. But it's true, you know, and, you know, it's important that there are precursor molecules for the good prostaglandins, the essential fatty acids are. So, you know, that's another really important factor. In terms of having a good essential fatty acid, you know, that you're getting it in your diet. And I think, too, the probiotic is incredibly important for your skin, particularly in people with acne issues, because, you know, if you don't have a good, if you have dysbiosis, which is when your bad bacteria have overtaken things, that, you know, that can be one of the causes of, you know, bad skin, particularly relative to acne. And I think eczema is another one relative to not only probiotics but essential fatty acids. Both of those are critical to those two skin conditions.
It's why when people start taking just even a good multiple and some probiotic and omega-3, they may see a lot of changes, because these nutrients have such a broad effect. And what our listeners may not be aware of is that the essential fatty acids, especially omega-3s, we have much higher needs in this culture than other cultures. For one reason, we've consumed a lot of margarine, certainly since the 30s when margarine started to become popular. It's hydrogenated trans fats. They're blockers for the essential fatty acids. So we have created in an epigenetic way, meaning affecting multiple generations, a population with much higher needs, and our intake is among the lowest in the world. So we've got a double whammy, and it's why it's so important. We're very familiar with fish oils. A lot of our listeners are familiar with that. But let's talk about some of the other sources of essential fatty acids, and so they can, again, as soon as they leave listening to the show, they can go to the kitchen and make a change.
Yes, I think, you know, I think one of the great sources is hemp oil, or hemp, actual whole hemp seeds, and flax.
Yes, of course.
Flax and hemp would be, I think, two great sources outside of fish where you could, you know, you're going to get the omegas. And hemp, I think, you know, has a really good ratio because it has a good ratio of essential fatty acids, similar to what our body needs, although what you said is very pertinent. And the standard American diet is very high in omega-6s, so there's an imbalance there always right up from the get-go, you know, not even counting the margarine aspect of it, but just, you know, the processed foods and the kinds of things that people are eating, we're getting more omega-6s, so... You know,
it's a definite imbalance.
The balance isn't there, absolutely. The balance isn't there, so we need to, you know, fix it up.
Well, listeners, I hope you took notes, and if you didn't, you can go on myvillagegreen.com and hear Anne again. Lots of good tidbits. Thank you for being on the show, Anne. We will have one more segment, and I'll try to summarize what we've learned from Anne and add a few tidbits of news that you can use. Remember, the show is moving to a new station starting next week. Check it out at myvillagegreen.com. And this is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break.
And now an important announcement from Village Green Apothecary. The Essentials of Healthy Living program will be moving to a new time slot and location. Starting Sunday, May 23rd, you can join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for news and advice about creating a healthy lifestyle for yourself and your family. Be sure to check MyVillageGreen.com for more details. That's MyVillageGreen.com for our upcoming show schedule and to listen to past shows. Village Green Apothecary, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call us at 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I want to remind all of you that the show is moving to a new station, and that will be starting next week. You can check it out with Village Green at myvillagegreen.com. We've been talking with Ann Allworth, and our first three segments, we listened to Ann give us a lot of technical but also practical background on how to take care of hair, skin, and nails. Very important, the epithelial tissues. So I'm going to summarize some of that. We did come up with the fact that the standard American diet is a huge problem, and that is SAD, the SAD diet, standard American diet, and it is indeed sad. How we resolve this, it's not just about what we eat and what we take, it's what we get rid of. And we resolve these problems by getting rid of what interferes with, harms, or does not help the body and the brain, and replace what is nutrient-dense, healthful, and helpful to the body and the brain. It sounds simple, and that's really what it is, but it gets complex as you try to eat healthy in this modern world and with all the commercial and processed foods that are available. Now, we were talking also about the nutrients that are involved. Let's remember that these tissues, especially hair and skin, are quick turnover tissues. Nails are, but not quite as quickly. And they show damage quicker than other cells that may not turn over as quickly. This is why when people have chemotherapy, chemo is damaging to quick growing cells. And that's why people may lose their hair or develop hair that's very different from their usual hair. It has a toxic effect. And they have skin changes. They have changes in all the mucosal tissues in their mouth. It's very disturbing, and they can have changes in the GI tract. So what we do with patients on chemo is we make sure we get those nutrients in to get those tissues back to health more quickly. And this is becoming more of a common protocol in oncology now. Now, there's some interesting studies about the B vitamins, especially B6, biotin, and inositol, and folic acid. The B vitamins, especially B5 and B3, which is niacin, are especially important for hair growth. Now, there are certain essential amino acids that are found to control thinning and thickening of hair in laboratory animals. So when they feed rats a diet deficient in magnesium, they lose their hair in bunches. And the situation was even more serious with some of the other B vitamins. So when rats were fed a diet low in biotin or inositol, they became hairless. The nutrient-deficient condition was found to be reversible. Now, we're not talking about genetic balding, genetic hair loss. We're talking about the kind of hair loss women experience after delivery, because of the stress of pregnancy and delivery, or that some people experience after stress. Stress depletes B vitamins, zinc, magnesium, so many of the nutrients. Now, if you take too much vitamin A, that can be a problem, 100,000 IUs or more daily. Now, this is way beyond the recommendation, which is down at 5,000. So there's a pretty large safety range, but individuals who for a long period of time, and that would be like 3 to 6 months or a year, they can have hair loss as the result of the vitamin A. It can be checked for very easily using a lab. It's blood work. But when you stop the A, it will reverse the problem. So this is where excess A is a problem. If you take beta carotene, it will never give you excess vitamin A. Beta carotene only converts to A when the body needs the A, if that conversion is working well, and some people do not convert well. Essential fatty acids were mentioned, and they are from fish oil, flaxseed, primrose, salmon oil, hemp oil. All of these are good sources. Eating nuts and seeds, very beneficial. If you use flax seeds, make sure they're ground. You can put them on cereal, put them in salads, sprinkle it on salads. Now, biotin is one of the most interesting vitamins. It's made in the gut. We do make some nutrients in the gut, and biotin is one of them. And the good bacteria that make biotin can be destroyed by antibiotics. And without biotin, the gut milieu, the live bugs, live flora that live in the gut, will not grow healthfully. Why? They require biotin. So when you're biotin deficient from taking antibiotics, and one episode of antibiotics can do it for some people. Other people can take antibiotics long term without so much damage. Biotin prevents yeast from growing excessively. We all have yeast in the gut, but excess yeast or pathogenic bad forms of yeast are not what we want. Biotin is absorbed, then it's used for healthy hair and skin, which we've talked about, for fatty acid metabolism, which we've talked about, for immunity. And in children who are very low in biotin, infants, there can be a skin condition that is extremely severe. It looks like eczema and dermatitis, and it's related to biotin. This is a very frequently misdiagnosed. The child is usually given a steroid cream, and the underlying source may not be sought. Now, inositol is a growth factor, and in most of the hair formulas, you'll find that, as well as the ones I've just listed. Vitamin C, important for improving scalp circulation, and it's important to maintain capillaries. It's good for collagen. Vitamin E increases oxygen uptake, and that improves circulation to the scalp. Zinc is really important. It stimulates hair growth by enhancing immune function. That's one of the ways that it does. There are other nutrients that help. CoQ10, because it is a core enzyme in the generation of ATP, or what we call body energy. So that's extremely important. And then the amino acids, all of them. The skin, really the nutrients that help with hair also help with the skin, and that's, I think we covered most of those. I did want to mention vitamin D because it is so important in human health and so commonly deficient. It is now considered as important as folic acid is when it comes to pregnancy and developmental issues. Now, that's a new finding, and it's always a disappointment to me that it is not automatic for OBGYNs to perform the simple vitamin D test. Very important. In fact, prior to getting pregnant, women should have the test done. It's called the 25-hydroxyvitamin D3 test, and you can write that down and talk to your doctor about it. If you want information on this, you can email me at Dana Lake, DanaLaake, at AOL.com. I can send you a handout on vitamin D. What is important is that when they come back, the range will be either 20 or 32 to 100. You do not want to be below 50. You do not want to be below 50. The further below 50 you are, the higher the risk for diabetes, mood disorders, cancers, immune disorders. There are many other roles that vitamin D plays. We all know about bone health. But skin, getting back to skin, vitamin D is very important. We talked about the B-complex as also being critical. Interesting that, let's focus on a mineral we didn't talk a whole lot about, and that's selenium. It's kind of an unsung hero. And a number of scientists have stated that the mineral plays a key role in skin cancer prevention. So there was an excellent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that 37% of people that took 200 micrograms of selenium per day had 37% fewer malignancies, 50% reduced risk of death from skin cancer, and 17% decrease in overall mortality. Now, these nutrients aren't taken alone. And if you overdo selenium, you suppress zinc. If you overdo zinc, you suppress selenium. So it's very important to have balance. Copper's also important in skin and hair. We've mentioned this, but excesses of it will work against you. So copper is a healthy nutrient, but like iron, which is a healthy nutrient, they can also be problematic when they're excessive. And zinc is such a friendly mineral for hair, for skin. One of the other nutrients that we commonly use is alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid is a powerful antioxidant. It's hundreds of times more potent than either vitamin C or vitamin E. And it really is a super booster for aging skin, meaning it's a good solution for reversing aging or slowing it down. And what makes it so special is its ability to penetrate both oil and water. And it can be used topically. There are many products that have it topically. We recommend it as an oral supplement as well because it generates that glutathione, which gets rid of the garbage in our body. Glutathione is nature's garbage bag. And we spend our healthy nutrients to make that happen. And that's another reason why you want to take in more healthy nutrients than junk and unhealthy substances. Well, we covered a lot. I wanted to summarize briefly that the nutrients that really are important to hair, skin, and nails, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, the B vitamins, especially folic, B5, and biotin, and the minerals, magnesium, most important, affects 75% of all enzyme functions. Zinc, even copper, but not if you have sufficient copper. Too much copper can be a problem. Sulfur that comes from protein and amino acids. So we hope that's helpful to you. I want to remind you that the show is moving next week. You can check it out on myvillagegreen.com. You can access the show or any shows through myvillagegreen.com. Remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.